The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. I'm reading the wrong one. It's been one of those days. It's just been one of those days. Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then, then appeared a woman with a spirit that had been crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite able to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, woman, you are free of your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, there are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days to be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, you hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. So, as you might guess, some sermons are easier to write than others. Some, as soon as you see the source material, they just flow. Others, not so much. This morning is one of those not so much. When Mother Anita returned from her well-deserved sabbatical last year, we met in her office for a review. Whilst there, I took the time to go through her bookshelf. I am an avid reader, so I see books and I just can't resist. And I saw this, Christian Wisdom of the Jedi Masters. Challenge accepted. So I've read the book, and yes, I did find some inspiration. So some people are Star Trek fans, some people are Star Wars fans, few are both. I've been watching Enterprise. I just started watching Enterprise about a week ago. It's one of the Star Trek franchises, watching it in series. The unabridged enthusiasm, the can-do spirit exhibited in that show is infuriating. People can't really be like that, can they? Yet, we've all met someone, we all have somebody in our lives like that. Somebody who is more. They have that flame within them, that determination, the drive to do. The person I've met like that I know, was an Eagle Scout, then an astronaut, then a Navy captain, and now a U.S. Senator. Just insanely driven. It's exhausting to watch. Some people, though, just going through life, just getting up and going to church, some days is enough. That's all the energy that they have to do. I can imagine the crippled woman in today's gospel not having a lot of energy. 18 years. What I cannot imagine is the weight this woman carried. 18 years of looking at the ground instead of the sky. 18 years of dust and people's feet rather than the moon and the stars in the sky. 18 years of being overlooked by others and being bound, whether illness, shame, the passage of time, whatever the cause, the Bible's not clear, just that she's been this way for a long time. But she is still allowed in the temple, so she's probably not unclean, probably not possessed. We don't know. And yet, when Jesus sees her, he sees not an object lesson or a theological puzzle, but a beloved child of God, a daughter of Abraham even. We don't know if she's heard about his healing, if she knew of him and what he could do. She certainly didn't ask anything of him, did nothing to draw his attention. Yet, Jesus saw her. He saw her as a person and calls her over. He touches her. He restores her. And she's immediately set free. She stands tall, glorifying God. She became a spark. Captain Kirk, Obi-Wan, they were flames. She became a spark. They were sparks, though, that led to greater good. She became seen by others, others who saw in her healing the power of God and spread that message. It should have been a moment of pure joy, rejoicing, and for the woman it surely was. For the community, it should have been. But to the synagogue leader, caught up in his own fear of what he had seen, it was a challenge. How dare this man, this Jesus, come into my temple and show me up like that, perform a miracle? There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days to be healed, not on the Sabbath day. Might I remind you, the woman did not come to be healed. She came to church. He found it easier to attack her than Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He responds with compassion for her and condemnation for the leader. You hypocrites, does not each of you untie your ox or donkey on the Sabbath and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath day? How many of us is carrying an invisible weight? Anxieties, disappointments, griefs that press us down. How many of us feel bent over by burdens and we cannot straighten or carry them on our own? We all need to remember that we are not alone. We need to remind ourselves that we cannot do this alone. It takes the nurturing of a community. Communities such as this one, the one that we have here, some may say the force or the federation. It's a community, being part of something bigger than yourself and belief in the greater good. Like Obi-Wan, Jim Kirk. It means that we should learn to trust and lean on God, who is the spirit and hope for our lives. How can we do that? Praying. We all need to pray frequently, genuinely. It's not easy to do, but we should try. We're like the woman that spent all that time bent over, unable to look up, not being able to see the sun. You only know the dust and the dirt beneath your feet, struggling to see the path forward, by straining and twisting because we can't look straight ahead. Jesus insists that the Sabbath is not a day for extra rules, but a day of freedom Again, he is challenging the norms and the leadership of the day. The Sabbath is about release, freedom from labor, freedom from fear, freedom to rest in God. As he heals the woman, he's not breaking the Sabbath, he's fulfilling it. We sometimes forget that. It's very easy to slip into the role of the synagogue leader here at the church. I am absolutely guilty of that. I am absolutely guilty of wanting to follow the liturgy the right way. The candles, the wine, the water, the chalice just set so, the candles lit in the proper order at the proper time. Not always so concerned with God's longing to set his people free. Always looking to see, just saying, my church, instead of God's church. This is God's church. Jesus reminds us that the heart of the Sabbath, and indeed the heart of God, is mercy. As we sang earlier during the Psalms, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. What's going on when Jesus sees and touches someone? Some might say that it's supernatural, some sort of supernatural intervention, something that only Jesus can do. Others might say it's magic or fantasy of some sort. Arthur C. Clarke, sci-fi writer, had this famous quote, "Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic." I'm not saying that Jesus is magic or technologically advanced. Jesus was Jesus. But what if we're just closing our eyes? What if we opened our eyes and exposed ourselves to the truth that seeing and touching can have the power to transform lives? In today's gospel, Jesus names her, the woman, a child of God. He put her in the covenant. She belongs. She is seen. She is part of the family. For the past 18 years, she was probably on the margins of society, unseen, disregarded. But now she is restored to her dignity and her community, to her God. What would it mean for us to see every person we meet as a daughter of Abraham or a son of Abraham, a child of Abraham? Not as a problem to be solved, not as an inconvenience, not as someone defined by their affliction, but as family, as God's beloved child. In the end, the story is not an argument between Jesus and the synagogue leader. It's not about the Jedi fighting Tarkov who is blindly following the Empire. It's about a woman who walked into the synagogue bent down and walked out standing tall, praising God. That's what Jesus does. He sees us, he touches us, he lifts us up. He gives us back our voices of praise. That's what church is meant to be. A place where those that are bent down are lifted up, where the weary can find rest, where the burden can find freedom, where the invisible, those marginalized by society, are named and restored. May we be such a community. The good news is that Christ is still among us, still calling us over, still laying hands on us, still setting us free. And at that moment, may we, like the crippled woman, stand tall and glorify God. May the force be with you. Amen.